All right, welcome back to Overdunk, everybody, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. This is episode 98. We're not at all concerned about the fact that in two episodes it's episode 100, and we may or may not have a plan. Do not worry. I'm joined by one of my regular co-hosts, Bridget. You made the show today. Fortunately, I don't think you've been traveling, have you? I think that was last week for you, or 2 weeks ago. You were at an event, but not this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was awesome. During... the tourney before AOS.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
March Cup finals.
I gotcha. Well, this time, yeah. Chill, watch the event. How's your last week been?
Pretty good. Like I was kind of telling you before, I'm not sick, so that's been nice. Or traveling cross country, also nice. So yeah, it's been good. Actually, been playing Unite a little again, so also nice.
Very big.
I know. Crazy.
Yeah, I feel like I pulled out the game for the first time in a minute today and ran a couple of games.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
You've but also been busy.
Yeah, that's true. I was obviously at EUIC, who I was watching a certain player compete, and we have that player with us today. We have special guest Rex from Nemesis, top four at AOS Cup, best performing North America team, only team to go 5-0 in the Swiss rounds, and the best placing open bracket team. Rex, how you doing?
How you doing? Like you said, name's Rex, captain of Nemesis, and yeah, I'm having a lot of fun, and
good.
Doing well. Very excited.
Good. I mean, OG Overdunk fans are no strangers to Rex. I mean, this has got to be your third time on the podcast, at least. But it's been a while since we have had the team interviews. Felt like every couple of weeks we had a new Rex team being formed up that was worthy of an interview back in the day. But yeah. And I definitely feel like it was, one of them was named Nemesis at one point. So I like that you kept that brand still. You've kept the Nemesis name. It's good.
Yeah.
Through a few different rosters. But obviously, I mean, the congratulations are all in order for you. You had a really fantastic tournament. Unfortunately, you're not now currently locked in for Worlds. However, in terms of the championship point race in North America, you're feeling pretty comfortable if you're a member of Team Nemesis. You won March Cup, obviously, and having the best performance out of any North American team. You're kind of swimming in championship points over there. It's been pretty good. But we're going to talk all about the tournament, the formats, and then, of course, there's some Roster Mania stuff to talk about after all of this, because the April Cup qualifiers are literally this next weekend, so there's like a bunch more stuff to discuss. So podcast will be chock full of stuff, but Rex, let's start with you. I want to know, like, in the weeks leading up to AOS Cup, obviously you're planning on traveling to this event, you're playing in the open, but you're just coming off a March Cup win, so obviously you got some momentum behind the team. How were the vibes going into the AOS Cup? Were you feeling really confident? Were you a little worried? Because I mean, Swiss, best of ones, anything can happen. What were the vibes on Nemesis headed to the tournament?
So we had just won March Cup, right? And mm-hmm. We're all like happy. We got a wake up call right away. We're like, wait, we're going to AOS Cup with Metallic. We're not going with Relent.
Uh huh.
So like that whole thing hit, because then I know Metallic. I mean, Metallic talked a lot. Like Metallic had to like kind of fill Relent's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that was something that like at before AOS, like March Cup, like he was confident, and then as soon as he seen us win, he's like, damn, like, I got to go in and, you know, kind of show up and perform like that, like how the Relent was performing.
Right. And yeah, there's definitely a mixed bag of emotions when you see the team that you're going to be playing with win. Like, that is an interesting spot. I mean, obviously stepped up, but sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Continue.
So, like, that week of scrims went horrible. And I'm not even going to lie to you. We were playing against, because we scrim all the time against Fusion and mm-hmm. Work.
Cool.
Which I caught, like, ironically, those are like, finished top three.
Yeah, you picked some good scrim partners for sure.
Yeah. So those are like, we're playing against them and we're just getting like destroyed with Metallic and like confidence is kind of wavering.
Uh-huh.
And then I just reminded myself, I'm like, I went through the same thing with Relent where like things weren't the best. Just got to stay confident and like put in the time with Metallic. Even though it's a short amount of time, I knew I had like that week and the following week. And then obviously, the week of AOS, which paid big dividends because we got so many scrims in.
Oh, that's
that
good.
Ultimately helped me figure out draft and like compositions, etc. But yeah, I mean that's pretty much what the vibes were leading up. to Okay. Davis Cup.
So bad until really close to the event, and then things started to turn around. Okay, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Okay, well, good. I'm glad that Nemesis was feeling a bit of momentum at least, because obviously it showed in tournament results. Bridget, I gotta ask you too. Obviously, Eos Cup was a brand new thing in so many different ways. It's an international tournament outside of Worlds for the first time ever. We've talked about this a lot on the podcast. Rex, we'll definitely have to get your thoughts on that. I know a lot of people had mixed opinions of Japan being invited and the open invite to like teams from Asia to come to the event. I personally have always been of the opinion that it's awesome. Like, I think more international competitions are better. I think there's a bit of a pill to swallow with the first one, but if they do this in the future, I think they'll definitely improve on it. But I do think it's kind of cool. But Bridget, you got to be a part of another new thing that we were doing for this tournament. There's a second broadcast, a grassroots organization, Unite Battle Hub, very, very good friends of the channel, were streaming the Swiss Round games, or at least as many of them as they possibly could. Obviously, there were a lot of teams competing in the Swiss Rounds and the best one. You got to be involved as a part of that broadcast. So talk to me a little bit. How did the Unite Battle Hub stream go? What were your thoughts on Swiss and watching the event and watching the open? Yeah, what were your thoughts on Eos Cup in that way?
Obviously, having more streams is always insane and amazing and great, but it was just crazy that they actually asked a grassroots org to help them. And the Battle Hub team put in like so much work ahead of time, like making all their graphics, making sure everything was right. We had like a Pokemon rep. They were like, God bless that guy. They were like picking him constantly, asking him questions. He was super responsive, really nice, really
Oh yeah.
great.
That guy, by
But
the
yeah,
way,
it went.
is a hero. Like he works with our side of the broadcast and everything.
Okay,
He is
cool.
incredible.
Yeah, so that was just cool to see, and just like the work like everyone from Battle Hub was like putting in, and it ran, I think, extremely smooth. I was more like modding Twitch chat and stuff. I'm not really on like the production-y side. So, but yeah, I mean, we were getting games pretty fast. We were able to do at least two from like each round of Swiss, and we did up to like the first four, and then the main broadcast did the last one. So I think like eight different best of ones. That was like the main thing I had to do. Everyone was just asking, "Is this a best of three?" And I'm like, "Nope." And they're like, "All right, cool,
That was
thanks."
what moderator work was just telling
Yeah,
people,
that was the hardest part of the day, truly. And it ran really, really smooth. So I can't speak to the production side of it, but from my end, it all went like so smooth. I know like people are like, 8 hours to do this, only five best of ones, but but I don't know. I'm just like, it's a LAN. Like I never expected to go very fast, honestly, but from just like the stream side of it, it went really smooth.
I think it'll be interesting to see the back and forth, because I know there are some negatives, there's some positives. I this was, I think, very clearly their first shot at an open bracket. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you felt that way, Rex, too. Like, it felt like very much they're trying it, they're going for big swings. Like, Unite has always been trying to grow really rapidly, and an open bracket was a big ask where we've normally never done something like that. So it was new, it was different. I feel like some things went well, some things didn't. So Rex, how about you? Was there anything, I mean, you got to play in this open bracket. So was there anything that you would like, maybe pick one thing you're like, this thing was actually really sick, I love that they did this, and then one thing about the tournament that like, this has gotta change if they do this again.
So what I really liked was how fast you can get into the game. Like I wasn't sitting around for a long time.
Oh,
Like
that's good.
the minute we got our games, we were able to start like right away. Like obviously there'd be like some setup issues, but that's like pretty normal. You know, some things just gonna happen like that. But in terms of if, you know, all the setups were right, like we started the games right away, which I was really happy about.
How did you
And
like
also
land client, by the way?
For some reason, like some of the setups, like not particularly for, I didn't notice it as much, but for like a mechanical player like Trainer, like he told me, like specifically on stage, he told me he felt like he was lagging on some of
Really?
the games. But yeah, I was like,
Interesting.
Especially
was it
because
he
Alter
played
Ego.
At NAIC too, right? So did he like notice a difference between here at EUIC and NAIC?
He said it felt like he wasn't even playing on LAN, to be honest.
Oh, weird. Okay, well, that's definitely something that's gotta get worked out. I know there were a few issues client side throughout the day. That was like most of the delays in the tournament was some client side stuff, especially players playing on like weird ports, like the Kabichan's players playing on Switch handheld.
Yeah,
which, like,
I saw that.
That caused so many problems, by the way. I think everyone was just sitting there scratching their head, like, we didn't think anyone would do it like this, and then. Yeah, it was a problem, but okay. All right, so
really funny.
Interesting. You were really happy with how quickly you were able to get in games if the setup was good and everything. That's good. How about negatives of the open bracket? Anything that you think desperately needs to change?
Look, I understand the time thing with the best of ones, but best of ones in Unite, I've just never truly been like the biggest fan of. Right? I think best of ones in Unite, like. Anybody, any team can lose in a best of one.
No,
in
exactly.
Terms of skill. Like, it's just, and I know that happened, like, even like against with GT, they lost to one of the EU teams where I thought, like, I played against this EU team. I'm like, damn, how did GT lose to these? Not to say that the EU team was bad, but I just hold GT to a higher regard.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's where I'm like, oh, it's probably best of one. They did like maybe a minor misplay, and sometimes that's all it takes in a Unite game. It's just
absolutely
once.
Yeah, that's true. I think I'm right there with you. I love the idea of the open bracket. I do really think that we should find a way to make this best of three. And obviously the thing that we're looking in the future to in terms of open bracket, the next one would be final stretch at North America, which luckily for how the format's going to work, it won't be interacting with the main tournament at all. Like the top eight NA won't have any crossover with the final stretch. So luckily they won't be like beholden to each other. Like the tournament won't need to have the Swiss end for the tournament to continue. So hopefully they'll award the time of doing best of threes. I think it's really cool. Also just like, we've talked about this on the podcast quite a bit. It seems like the main idea of these open brackets is to attract new like people to the competitive Unite space. Like, that's the one thing that I think the community or the, not really the community, but like the broadcast and the game are trying to make a big push to is increase the number of people who are participating in Unite tournaments. Like, we've put money up for every single monthly cup now instead of just the big ones. And now we have open brackets and stuff. It's clearly a really big push in that direction. So I think like if people are going to show up for an event, like let's let them try best of three, which is a much more, much better feeling. So I definitely hope that is one thing that's that gets changed. I totally agree. But yeah, how about you, Bridget? I mean, obviously you said things were going smooth on the broadcast side of things. Anything that you think that you would, that you thought was really cool about this tournament format? Anything you'd like to see changed?
Overall, I did like the format. I liked how the Swiss rounds, like, fed into the groups. I liked that they got the group started, like, early, quote unquote, like you guys streamed kind of like the first games of all the groups, which was super cool.
Yeah.
I don't know like the logistics, but I feel like Unite Battle Up could have streamed more games because going into groups, I feel like we missed a lot of like qualifiers.
Oh, for sure.
So. Yeah. That was kind of, I don't know, I feel like something we could have kept doing. Obviously, second day, they cover everything, which is nice. Or maybe even make it like 3 days.
We didn't even
get
everything in the second day.
Oh,
but
really?
Yes. We only watched elimination matches. So except for winners finals. We missed two matches in second day. We missed the two winners first round games. We covered everything else. So we made sure we never saw a team exit the tournament. Like, you want to make sure every team gets on broadcast kind of thing. But yeah, we missed those two, which was, I was pretty bummed about it. I really thought we were going to be doing every single thing in day number two, but unfortunately it's not the case. But yeah, I think, I mean, let's face it, like, I feel like the Unite Battle Hub thing, like, the grassroots team, it felt like, again, a first shot at something, you know, I tried something, so
for sure.
maybe it's a good proof of concept, and it'll expand, so I'm really hoping to. That'd be awesome. But Rex, I wanna hear about your actual Swiss rounds. So I'm looking at the StarGG page right now. Round one, you played against, you went 5-0. So all of these are wins, by the way, for anybody listening. But you beat Outer Banks in round one, which is a pretty tough first round opponent. I mean, they're a good squad. And then who did you beat? And you beat Blazing Libero in round two. You beat Copy Babas in round three, which everybody was talking about this team by the end of that day, because that team just kept winning, except for against you. You beat Entity 7 for that round four, and then you beat GT in round five. So pretty crazy run from all of you in the Swiss rounds. Any of those specific games that stand out as like a really, really big game?
Game one.
Really? Really? Against like Kid Tanza squad?
Yeah, so like game one, I noticed right away like my team wasn't playing how I know they could play.
Okay.
Lack of better words. Like
needed to wake up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, like Metallic definitely had to wake up, and AZ too. They were kinda like still asleep, tired.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. They weren't that themselves.
Okay.
And, like, it came to Ray, and I saw – they were putting it on us the whole game. Like, they were going crazy. They were
really?
So well. I remember in Ray, the first 2 minutes – like, it's Ray, you know, 2 minutes, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at Yeet Fan. I'm like, Yeet, please don't walk up. You're about to get – he walks up, instantly gets sniped by Tan, dies. And then I'm just – then we're all in panic mode. I'm looking at AZ and Metallic just dying, just like, are about to die. I'm keeping them up. And also I'm telling Trainer to hit the Rayquaza, because the only way we could win that game at that point was with Rayquaza.
Dang.
Luckily, like, we stall long enough. I keep everyone – and leash the Ray long enough for Metallic to come through.
Okay.
And or no, I'm talking about Yifan. Yifan to come through, ulti with Delphox, and then Metallic ultimately securing it. And then
okay.
I score with Blissey, and we win the game. But
hey,
that game was probably the scariest game that I've ever played.
Yeah, definitely a good wake-up call. I mean, that's a tough first-round opponent, like I said. I mean, Outer Banks was another team that made it all the way through Swiss. They cut it into the top eight. So you had a good squad to play first. That's funny, though. Was that the closest game out of your Swiss rounds?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, any game where your back's against the wall like that is pretty terrifying. How interesting. Okay, I'm curious. So there's quite a few North American teams made it out there, right? We had Exile, GT, U, Luminosity, YouTube, and Bravebird has never actually ended up making it, right, to the event, but
I didn't know. I think they did play.
Oh, they did. Remember? Yeah,
they did really good.
They almost qualified. I think it was.
Yeah,
had beat Exile or something like that.
Oh yeah, their final round. If they would have beaten Exile, dang. Okay, and sorry, I didn't see them when I was just scrolling through rather quickly there. But yeah, they Bravebird has also showed up. You've gotten to play a lot of the North American field now and multiple tournaments on land. So this tournament, and of course, NAIC last year. Are there any teams or even like players that you can specifically call out, your team or other people in NA, that just like level up in a big way when they play on land? Like any player or a team that you're like, dang, they are a much better player than online when we're in person?
I would say Lutano is one of them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Kratos. I think it's a lot of like the West Coast players.
Okay, that's coming together. Yeah, that makes sense.
They're like on ping, and then you know, once they're not on ping, they're kind of like unleashed. But think Trainer as well. Trainer loves to play online.
Yeah,
like he just likes the whole experience.
That makes sense. And the guy keeps picking Mimikyu, even though we keep screaming at him not to. I swear that Pokemon's good. It just did not look good this tournament.
Nah, I felt the same way. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I know I can count on you, Rex. I'm actually curious about your meta calls, though. Your team was definitely one of the, or you in particular, are one of the players that really likes to play Blissey, kind of despite public opinion on it. And it looked great this tournament. Was that like a big read by you, or is that just like, listen, Metallic likes to play a lot of Pokemon that are really good with Blissey. I want to have that synergy, that kind of thing?
So Blissey for us, all right, so like this is like the thought process. We don't care like if you play Hoopa, Eldy, and are playing kind of like, because you know Eldy's kind of like early-ish, you know, pressure, all that stuff. Hoopa's the same way. Hoopa is kind of like you'll like if you can keep your pads past the first Reggie, the game's gonna be difficult, right? Mm-hmm. But like as my team's thought process is, we'll play Blissey, we'll give you the advantage, but we're still gonna break your pads. Like it does not matter, and then we'll go into Ray having, you know, the team fight advantage with Blissey.
Right.
Same thing with Blissey being able to counter Hoopa portals, etc. Right. Like,
right. Yeah, it's a lot.
So we just play and I'm able to like pocket trainer who, in my opinion, obviously is one of the best players in the game. To me, the best player in North America on the same level as like Overlord, etc. But so that's kind of how it goes for the Blissey call, at least. Like, we're not afraid to give you a better lane.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I personally liked it a lot. Bridget, how about you? Any specific like Pokemon that you saw throughout the weekend that you're like, dang, I did not expect that to do that well?
Everything Copychons did.
Okay, sure. A lot of Dragonite.
Yeah, it was just really cool seeing the metas clash. Even like the LATAM teams, like I knew they were demons on speedsters, but seeing Scyther so much,
I
feel like it did pretty well. I feel like I might have a skewed opinion too because I watched like a lot of Swiss and more than the main one initially, but watching the finals and stuff, obviously it was only so many teams, but Mew as well. I feel like Mew always surprises me.
Yeah, Mew definitely had a glow up this tournament at on land for sure, and then just a lot of players just perma picking that Pokemon. Yo, Rex, where's you fans Mew at, huh? I haven't seen that guy ever play that Pokemon.
You fan Mew. It's he stopped playing it once it got nerfed.
Okay.
I mean, he's experimenting with it currently. He's trying to see if he wants to bring it out or not. And like it is a mon that he can play, especially now that he has the red magic.
Okay.
Yeah, so now we're back to experimenting with it. It's just not his most favorite mon because he likes a mon that does high DPS at all times. I mean, kind of one of those mons that
makes
requires
sense.
Levels, and then like he doesn't want to take levels away from trainer, and you know how that goes.
I got you. Yeah. Well, if he keeps playing Cramorant, I don't think I'll be disappointed. Honestly, that's that's always a fun pick. The Nemesis Classic. All right, let's move on past the Swiss rounds and let's jump into the group. So, yes, you had that tough decision to make when you were in the final round of Swiss. Do we win and make it into that Legacy Fusion group, which you knew was going to be a nightmare? And you did. You won your last game against GT, and you went into this terrifying group of Legacy, Fusion, and YouTube. You actually took a loss off stream. We didn't get to see this one, but 2-0 to Team YouTube. Rex, what happened here? What's going on?
So, YouTube, at least in that tourney, they were playing very, like, turtly, right?
Okay.
So, like, both games were pretty much dominating them.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they were playing was they weren't going for any power plays. They were mostly like just stalemating. Like they'll play on their side, they'll farm, and then game one, just to like make it short, like we were ahead, we were playing Hoopa, they had a good comp, like good like team fighting comp. They kept levels most like as close as can be.
Yeah.
And then Sam just went crazy. Like Sam's positioning in that Raid fight was so good. And they just used their resources better than us and beat us at the Raid fight overall because nobody contested Sam on that Gardevoir and he was just able to kill us all.
Man, Sam Gardy is truly another level. Like, I don't know if there's a single player in North America that really stands toe-to-toe with him on that Pokemon. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's such a good player. Like, I was telling my team, I'm like, if there's any player on this team you need to worry about, it's literally Sam. Like,
right.
Oh, please do not let him play the game or he's going to kill us. And then that's what literally what happened. I mean, it is what it is. And then game two, they had – we. It's funny because I told them, I'm like, bro, the Raiden to Reggie, I'm like, bro, they're gonna flip. We gotta get to that pit. So we get there by like 207, and they still like were able to get the flip off, and they obviously secured it, and then boom, that's how
Okay.
the 2-0 happened.
Gotcha. Well, we all know what kind of happened after that. You get the run back against them, you're able to take them down. You took down Legacy, kind of on the way as well. That must have been a tough opponent. Do you practice against Legacy at all? I know you scrim Fusion and rework a lot. Do you play against any Brazil teams ever?
No, so we exclusively, for the most part, only scrim Fusion and rework, and then
Okay.
like we'll throw in people here and there.
Okay.
But no, I had no, like, I didn't even have any intel
Really?
on Mavs in this team at all. I just kind of went on the fly with it, did some API, and kind of just winged
Yep.
it.
That's what I
I mean, that's
do
all you can
before
really
every
do.
tournament. As a caster, I'm just like, all right, what are these guys playing?
True.
Going in deep. Okay. Yeah, it is all you can do. But yeah, take that on down 2-1. You're able to get the run back against Nemesis and make it into top 8. Yeah, man, group stage was really wild. Obviously, you finally get to play BO3s again, which must have been pretty exciting for you. And for anybody who's wondering, yeah, we cut to a top 8 for day 2. Shin and Rude beating Kabi-chans again off stream because so many of these were, but it's the dark side of working for a Pokemon or working at a Pokemon broadcaster, a big giant Pokemon event. We only got so many hours in the day and too many games to do. So we'll see, maybe in the future. But anyway, Shinrude making it in, Kabi-chan's also making it. At this point in the tournament, Rex, like you're getting close to day 2, you finally make it. You've been playing for like 13 hours at this point or something, like, or not playing for 13 hours, but you've been up and having, like you said, I think a 17-hour day or something at this point in time. Is there any thought to like, okay, we're not playing against this team right now in this group, but like I am thinking about them because we're gonna have to fight them. Like, is like Shin and Rude or Kabi-chans or any of these kind of or Rework Respawn, like any of these teams that were big, like any of those that you were like in the back of your mind, be like, I gotta prep for them, anything like that.
Yeah, so like in time in between, and then like for SAR, like first thing I looked at was, okay, do they play Buzzwole? Is that like something they would draft if we just left it open? Because I noticed the trend was that like the Asian teams were just
Leave
not
Buzzwole.
draft Buzzwole, like leave Buzzwole open. So I would look at that. I would look at like what type of Mons they were playing, and then from there I would make the draft and say, okay, this is where we're going. Or even like a big thing is like word of mouth. Like a lot of these other teams have played against, scrimmed against these teams. And I'm like, oh, so like, you know, what did they play? What should I look out for? Well, you know, what is
Right.
Shindy's main Mons? So yeah, a
Okay.
lot of that was going on.
Okay, so it sounds like SAR was definitely a focus for you guys
For sure.
going into
For
day
sure.
two. Okay, very cool. Bridget, I know you said you, I mean, it was EU time zones and day two you slept in a little bit, but when you were
Oh.
looking, if you just looked at this top 8, you announced Fusion, Rework, Shin and Rude in topside, Alter Ego, Nemesis, Copybobbles, and Kabi-chans. That was the hardest game to cast, was maybe of my life, by the way. Chef and I were mauling about that, but all those names were so bloody close. If you had to, like, well, at the start of the day, without any knowledge now, because you knew how it would finish, who did you have winning, like, out of this list?
Ooh.
Like, I personally, when I looked at that, I mean, there's a part of me that was like, if Nouns makes a demon run in front of this crowd, this might be the best event in Unite of all time.
Nouns to win so
I
bad.
really did. I really did. I was like, if Nouns goes off, this is gonna go crazy. They
I
didn't. That's okay. I think I had Rework Respawn going further than Fusion. But yeah.
mean,
How about you, Bridget?
Not to glaze Rex because he's like here, but I probably would have said Nemesis or Alter Ego because I feel
Yeah.
like in my mind they were pretty on par, but yeah, I was very impressed with Metallic. I knew he was young, but he like just looks like a child. Seeing him just be like a demon on stage, it was so funny. His interviews were so funny. Like,
Yeah.
he was very likable. I know a lot of the players were pretty young, but yeah, I was just like, oh my God, that's a child. No,
Yeah.
he did crazy. He went crazy. But that just made it more funny.
Yeah, he was young. Kabi-chan's was also super young. I think overall, their like Fifi was telling me
Yeah.
their average age was like 17 or something. Like insanely young team. But my
Nice.
son Metallic, I think you had to fight Rex for over that one. Rex, how about you? You can't choose yourself, but if you had to look at this top eight before knowing the results, I said Rework, Respawn, and Refusion. You practiced against those teams a ton. Did you kind of know that Fusion was like the best team in this tournament?
I had told my team, I'm like, it's like if we make it to this, like looking at the top eight, I'm like, it's gonna be us in Fusion.
Okay. Yeah.
I
You
already
had
knew it was
those
gonna be
thoughts.
Fusion.
Okay.
Like Tempo's just too good, man.
He's so good at the game. Oh
Yeah.
man. Okay, so a bit of knowledge or inside baseball, maybe for people who've been listening to this podcast forever. And I'm speaking to specifically tournament organizers out there. Every single one of those people who has ran a Pokemon Unite tournament knows the team Fusion very well because those Peruvians will try to play in whatever tournament is out there, regardless of what region it's for. Okay? The amount of alt accounts that these guys have on every tournament site is ridiculous. And I'm just so happy that they're finally able to play in an event and show their stuff. It is, they're killing it as much as a headache as they can prove to be. But they're grinders, right? Like, if we don't want them to play, they'll always be like, we'll play on NA paying, it's fine, like whatever event, they just want to play. And I think that energy is pretty sick. So cool to see from them. Rex, what about Fusion? Is it literally just like skill diff, like Tempo? Anemo is unbelievable too, like Kea. Is it just skill diff? Are their drafts better? Like, what do you think's like the best part of Fusion?
Besides like just mechanics, like they're all good. Like there's no real weak spot on that team, but I would say how like they can adapt so well, like on the fly. Like even in scrims, I'll see it. Like they'll see us beat them with a comp, and then they'll like, okay, they'll just make like a counter comp like right there, and I'm just
Oh,
like, all right,
cool.
these guys are crazy. Like
That's
they're really good at that. They're really, and then
interesting.
they're like a team that if you let them get hot. Like it's gonna be a bad day. Like
Okay.
they're very like once they're hot, they're hot. Like this, you're not beating them once they're hot.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. The momentum that team can have is kind of gruesome, honestly, if we're being honest. But okay, cool. Let's move a little quickly here. So talk about your run. You took down Alter Ego, you ended up go up against SAR, your research paid off, you were able to take them down 2-1, and unfortunately your run ends at fourth overall. I think still a very, very impressive performance in a tournament as stacked as this. 2-1 against Nem against Kabi-chans. I remember sitting in the crowd watching Kabi-chans versus Nouns, and I think like your whole crew was right behind me, and I hear Asnable just going, "Yeah, we gotta ban Dragonite. Why are they not banning Dragonite? Like, we got to." And it felt like that was one of the key parts about taking down this team. You were the first team to implement it, and I think you had a really successful start in that game. But talk to me a little bit about what was it like to play Kabi-chans, because obviously you've got almost zero experience playing against this team, playing against Asian teams. Like, what was that experience like on stage?
So playing against Kabi-chans, I knew already it was not going to be a easy game because just I was watching them beat Nouns. But like the biggest thing about playing them is that they don't play like anything like NA teams or you. They'll play as five like anywhere on the map.
Oh, it's
So a lot of the
ridiculous,
macro
dude.
that I had to learn it on the spot. Like, well, like in game one, like I knew, like I had seen them. All in like not I didn't know all of them were there, but I seen like two or three of them at one point top side. They were like fighting Metallic, and I'm like, okay guys, we're gonna split up here. We're gonna score like because in a matter of like a like 10 seconds, you score like 100, like at least 80, 100 points, just because I knew like how cohesive they were and how they just move as a unit. And that was like the only real flaw with their strat was that they'll just five man it. They don't care about lanes. They'll literally
Yeah,
just
they
try
don't
to
at
take an
all.
advantage somewhere, and then that's it. And it works. And then that's what makes them so tough to deal with at Ray, is because they're so good at utilizing their resources, their positioning is good, and their Mew players is ridiculous, dude. Not to mention their jungler, but Their Mew players is probably the best I've ever seen. But yeah, I would
He's
say the hardest thing of,
unbelievable.
yeah, hardest thing is just dealing with the rotations. It's just that's one thing I had to like tell you. I'm like, bro, I need you to rotate that. Like, we are not beating these kids sitting in lanes.
No, not at all. I was watching, I was watching those games, and I was like, you literally can't roam. Like, you are like the support player, like in North American or Western Pokemon Unite style, half the game, all you're doing is roaming jungle, playing for vision. You cannot do that against this team. You'll just get caught out. Like, there's all five of them. Like, you're just gonna get exploded. It was unreal to watch. Really, really cool. Yeah, I don't think Trainer got like 50% of their jungle farm, honestly. Like, Cobby Johns was just roping it. Oh man, at all times. They're really, really good. Obviously, the result wasn't the one you wanted. 2-1. It was a close set, but if you had to change one thing about what you guys were doing in that game, what would you try to adjust if you had the run back against Cobby Johns?
Well, I'll tell you what's the one thing that would have won is that if I would have took
Okay.
Aznavour back as Crustle, we stopped that Zoro cap.
Okay.
Like
That
that's
does make
the number
sense.
one thing. I just did not. And then yeah, I mean the besides that was take the Blastoise. From what I heard is that if you take his Blastoise, he'll pivot to like a mage top.
Yeah,
He
he went
doesn't
Venu
equip.
mostly. Kakata usually would like drop the Blastoise, go Venu, and then it was like dependent. They would go Giga against like melee, and they would go beam versus range. But yeah, it was interesting. Yeah. Well, anyway, you guys obviously had an amazing run. Really, really fun to watch. It was fun that an NA team made it so far. Very cool. Bridget, I know you got to see at least some of the two. Did you have a specific favorite match between in any of these events? Now it's Kabi Chans, Nemesis Kabi Chans. Shinrude Nemesis was a sick series too. That was a good one.
Yeah, I want to say, I'm like, when did I wake up? I think I woke up to see like the end of the Alter Ego Nemesis
Okay,
game.
yeah, that was
Or
a
is that
good
the one
one.
streamed? Okay.
Yep. We streamed, like I said, we
Okay,
streamed
okay, okay.
everything. These were the only two we missed, the Nouns Fusion and Rework Respawn Shinrude. Everything else we got on stream, luckily. But yeah, I think SAR versus Nemesis was sick. That's the one where Metallic went to the arena to shut down the Zoroark, and I was like, that's cool. I like this play. That was really fun. Who called that, Rex? Was it Metallic or you in the draft screen?
It was metallic.
Okay.
I was like, we need something to stop the Zoro, man.
Yeah, please,
He's like,
anything.
and then I told him, like, it might be time for the Serena. He said, yeah, let's go. And then just shipped it.
Good,
The
good.
slow bro was me. I said, we need the bro, man.
Yeah,
We need
now
slow bro.
please. Yeah, that was good. That was good. Awesome. Yeah, but Bridget, that was the I know I jumped in saying maybe my favorite, but did you have
No, you're good. Yeah, I did like seeing Serena. That was sick. I don't know what my favorite game was. I feel like by the time we got to Grands, I hadn't seen like Fusion yet, I don't think. Or
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like kind of
No, we've
in
had
and
them
out
on the
more.
broadcast like a surprisingly little amount. So it was cool to finally get them a
Yeah.
bit.
Yeah. So after seeing kind of Kabuchans like climb their way back up and kind of seeming a little unstoppable, it was so sick to see how like Fusion countered them and just seeing like kind of two. I mean, I pretty much primarily watch like NA and EU, so seeing two really different regions from what I'm familiar with like
Yeah.
duke it out at like such a high level was really, really fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I really liked Grands. It was exciting.
Yeah. There's a lot of credit that needs to be given to Fusion, I think, because I mean, Rex, obviously you wouldn't have been in this opinion. You've played against Fusion tons of times in scrims and stuff, and a lot of teams in North America have, because Fusion just wants to play everybody. But some of the I think some of the narrative around Fusion is like, yeah, they win every tournament in LATAM South, right? Like, is it just a weaker region and they're the best team in it or whatever? So it's cool to see them obviously perform and show that no, we are a top level team. But I think one of the best parts about Fusion was I was watching, like, for Grand Finals, I was just kind of walking around the venue talking to a few different people, like, on teams and stuff like that. I'm like, dang, like, do you think Kabe Jones has got this? Like, they're taking down everybody. And I swear, like, every NA player I talked to was like, no, I think Fusion wins this every time. And I was like, dang, really? They're like, oh, yeah, they are so good. And I was like, wow, okay. So their reputation just goes, like, another level amongst top-level players, which I think is awesome. And now they're the first locked-in team for Worlds, which is funny. And I asked them, actually, personally, I was like, so you guys going to keep, like, playing in tournaments and stuff? And they did say yes, they want to keep competing. And I mean, if you know this team at all, I don't think that should come as a huge surprise. They love playing this game. They love competing. So I don't think
we have scrims against them probably like tomorrow or Friday.
Okay, sick.
They're back on the running grind.
Back. That's awesome. Yeah. That is awesome. Okay, well, any last thing that we want to say, Bridget? Any closing thoughts on AOS Cup before we move on?
I did like that they recorded comms on stage and then posted them on social media.
Those were sick.
It was so really cool. Funny.
I loved it. Like... Rex, you had some good ones. There were some good ones.
I don't know how they were able to have some colorful commentary.
No, they've gotten creative about cutting around those, yeah, for sure.
They're pretty good.
Oh, man, I think they're so funny. I think my favorite comm check from Nemesis was when Aznable was like, someone please get this Inteleon, please, man. So
just
funny.
Begging.
I was roaring. I was laughing so hard. Oh, man, I hope we get so many more of those. I guarantee NAIC they're going to do that again because it was a huge hit. Actually, Rex, I wanted to ask you because some of our production people and I were talking about this one night. How would you feel about a comms check during draft? Is that too much to give away of a team strategy and it shouldn't be done? Because I think informative, like getting to know the thoughts behind the teams, that is huge. Like, that would be amazing content. But I do understand, like, you could be giving away, like, team strats and things like that. What would you think about that?
I think, the meta changes, man. Like, even for this event, like, I feel like this event had its own meta compared to, like, March.
Oh, 100%. So I really.
And I think it would help, like, the audience understand, like, a lot. Like, we had, like, a lot of new spectators, like, in terms of our camp, like, a bunch of family members came out to watch us.
Yeah.
So, like,
huge.
Yeah. So, we had to, like, kind of explain the game to them. And so, uh-huh. Yeah, it would be cool to, like, help new people that don't really know what Unite is to kind of understand, like, how important draft is and kind of, like, the strategies and all that stuff. I think it'd be cool.
Okay, cool. Yeah, even, like, mid-tournament. Like, if it was, like, in winter semis or something, and we jumped into, like, one team's draft comms or something during the event.
I mean, I personally wouldn't mind. I'm sure maybe someone else would, but for me, nah.
Sure. Cool. I do think, I think it could be and should be done. I think in grand finals is the perfect time. Like, yeah, let's, sure. Let's do for a grand sure. Finals. We'll get a team, like, so the reason I bring it up is in Call of Duty, like esports, which I watch quite a bit, they do stuff like that, like where they get the player mics in all the time on the broadcast. Mm-hmm. However, they never do it during Search and Destroy until like champs grand finals, like the end of the season. They don't do it, which you wouldn't need to wait until the final tournament. Like, the meta shifts so much in our game, it's fine. But they'll never do it until the grand finals, which I think would be just so, so cool. I don't know. To get inside the brains of the players like that would be really awesome. So I think if you liked this stuff, I'd look forward to something like that in an AIC, I'm sure. But it'd be sweet.
Nice. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Rex, how about you? Any last thoughts on AOS Cup before we start talking about April Cup next week?
No. Just a great event. And just a shout out for Metallic for stepping up. That's about it.
Absolutely. I mean, step up, it feels almost like an understatement. It was awesome. we were talking a little bit before the podcast. It sounds like y'all are going to be playing with Relent for this next tournament and then eventually playing with Metallic again. But if that could be changing, though, I don't know. Who knows? Times are always changing. But cool. Well, we are going to start talking about April Cup. But I think before we even do that, we got to talk a little bit about the North America roster mania that has been kind of occurring, which has been a little wild. Feels like no team is safe. And we've kind of seen some shenanigans on the North America side. First and foremost, a brand new team has kind of emerged with pieces from all over. And I feel like a lot of people are talking up this team as potentially the new NA super team. I know Rexy might have some words to say about that. but this new squad is made up of Otter from YouTube, Overlord from LG, Lutano from GT, and then JL and Joey from Alter Ego have formed up a brand new team. It's cracked. It's definitely an extremely strong squad. Bridget, what do you think about this new NA team?
I guess I'm not very surprised that we're seeing some shuffling. Oh my gosh, not this image. I'm not describing it. Sorry, audio listeners.
It's so funny. Oh god, come back. All right, it's back.
Because I was hearing that teams had to be pretty much locked in for AOS Cup and qualifiers are this weekend, there's really not a lot of time left. And it felt like we were already seeing a lot of like changes in teams, but yeah, now it's like really full. Feels like full chaos mode, but I'm not too surprised. I'm excited, but I feel like our super teams never do what they say they're gonna do. So I'm
looks at nouns. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I you said it. But I'm excited. I know they're playing in the Battle Hub tourney tonight, but I'm obviously not watching it.
Oh, are they? That's so sick. I actually had no idea.
I'm pretty sure. I think they were signed up.
Yeah, Ender, yeah, go ahead and talk to Tune. That's fine. at this point, Tune and I have an ongoing bit that they will get sixth place at every tournament they enter, no matter what. But that'll include Worlds. That's a good payout. That's fine. Rex, how you feeling about this team? Is this one that you're excited to play against? Are you nervous? What's up with this new NA team?
I don't know. Like, after playing at international and playing like all these other teams, like
my mind. You're like, I gotta be worried about them.
Like, okay. Not even worried about them. It's just kind of like I know my team can play against anyone and perform. Yeah, that's kind of like what was proven to me. So I'm not really too worried on what they got. Like, at the end of the day, I know me and my team are gonna play to the best of our ability, and that's about it.
Awesome. Dang, that is probably the absolute best answer you could have possibly wanted. That feels really good. But yeah, they look like a great team. I'm excited to see them play. I'll have to go back and check out the Battle Hub VOD, absolutely, to see what this team looks like. It should be an interesting April for sure. There's a few more squads changed, obviously, because all of these players were on teams have now made shifts. GT is now playing with Big Uzi in spot for Lutano. What are nice. More changes? Alter Ego has Flareons and Zugrug on it now, I believe.
That team is gonna be so sick.
That team sounds crazy good, honestly. Man, I don't know. Roland has to roll swap again, which is just that.
I think it's fun. I think, honestly, yeah. If I'm looking at from my opinion, I think that A team is better now than it was before.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, I feel like Zugrug has been just the proven best defender in North America for quite some time now. So it feels, it feels like a pretty exciting change. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's the scariest team now after the roster changes and everything? Does that feel like obviously you're going to consider your team to be the best, but if you were to pick a second place team,
I think so my thought process is, obviously, without putting my team in it, I think if the quote-unquote super team can mesh well, right, and be cohesive, then
that's
think
a big ask. Yeah,
right. But I think that the new AE team, especially with like all the storylines going on, and I don't know, man. Something like I have that feeling where I know like that Flareon team is gonna be, it's gonna be good. Like I just have that feeling where I just know like they're
That's
not
right.
gonna be a walk in the park to play against for sure. So I don't know. They could potentially like surprise people. I would not take that team lightly, for sure.
Also, by the way, speaking of people that are just awesome to meet in person at these events, Flareon's absolute wonderful human being. The most excited
Oh.
person just to be there all the time. So like, oh yeah, we're
Yeah.
playing Demon. So excited. Like he's
Yeah.
just so into playing the game. Very, very cool to see them play. So I'm excited they found a team that seems like really interested in improving and obviously taking down some tournament wins. That'd be cool. Which, yeah, I mean, there's probably more roster changes and stuff that I'm unaware of. Bridget or Rex, do you know of any more that are emerging from all of this hubbub? I don't even know.
Hullabaloo.
The hullabaloo, yeah. I know EU's had some changes too, but I don't know exactly what they're gonna be until, well, this weekend. But
No, I haven't heard anything,
oh,
sorry.
Simps on YouTube now. Okay, cool. Yeah, I know Exile
Oh.
did break up too. Oh, y'all had disbanded as well. Okay. So yeah, Simp going over to YouTube. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, dang. That'll be a really cool look as well. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, North America definitely changing around. I do feel like we should have a bit of a discussion though on roster changes, championship points being awarded individually, and all of that. Because I saw a bunch of discourse on Twitter about it. Like, people were like upset about their like rosters being changed. And I saw like a few people jumping in and being like, no, it makes sense that they're changing now. And Bridget, I already heard you talking about like it. I mean, this is the most timely, like makes sense to change your team now. And I saw then like, but then the discourse kind of started to crumble a little bit, and people were like, well, the reason regions are bad is because they're changing rosters all the time. And then like other people jumped in and were like, well, no, the regions are bad because it's not playing the game enough. And I don't know. It felt like this th whole thing was just getting blown way out of proportion to me. Like, at the end of the day, a championship points-based circuit has to award players individual championship points. I've heard people bring up the fact that like you could award them by team or everything, but like that is such an optimistic view of you having your entire team stay the same for an entire like 6+ months span, which I think is like crazy. Like I don't think that it could ever really exist in a game as small as ours. Like we're not getting season-long contracts to play professional esports for our game, right? Like it's we're too small for that. So I anyway, that's where I'm landing on that. And I see people talking about like Ender base take and everything. I actually like as I much as I agree with Ender's sentiment, I do think it was a little out of pocket the response he made to I think it was a little out of pocket the response he made to Classics. Like Classics is not a dumb guy. Like he's the one who brought up like this is one of the problems, like why our region isn't performing well is because of all the roster changes. Like, he's not dumb. He's not saying that that's the only reason that EU hasn't done well international events. He was just saying like it is a problem, and I do think like DupesNexus is on this podcast normally and always talks about how like if teams will stick together through adversity, they will improve. But we don't see that as much, and so it's like a little bit of a both, you know? You gotta practice and play the game, and sometimes you gotta work together with a squad that you have. Rex, you've done this so many times. You've worked together with squads through kind of thick and thin, like on this Nemesis squad. You've taken on some newer players and practiced with them and gotten good. So it's kind of in the middle. But I've talked for ranted for way too long now. I gotta hear your two thoughts on it, Rex. Any thoughts on the discourse around teams should try to restructure their rosters? Teams should stick together. Where are you kind of sitting with it?
So I know for my first season and third season, I kind of stuck with the team, like with one team the whole season. Second season at Unite, I kind of was on the other side where I kind of like did, kind of swapped around a lot because either players left, players had other obligations, team wasn't working out. And I will say that I found the most success on staying with one group of people and just improving that way. I feel like trying to create super teams and all that It just won't get you the results you want. I haven't seen it yet in Unite, and maybe this team will be the team to change that. But as far as my experiences with it, I've just gotten way more success playing with one group of people the entire season,
Yeah.
getting to King Style, et cetera.
That makes sense. Yeah, Yu-Yeet and Trainer have been playing together for a long time now, right? Like more than over a year for sure. You've
Yeah.
brought Trainer back from retirement, what, like three or four times at this point? So we're still sticking with it, which is good. Bridget, how about you? What are your thoughts on this whole roster? Teams should disband and reform, teams shouldn't. Where are you kind of feeling?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to say because I'm like not in their shoes, obviously. I feel like in an ideal world, you would figure it out, but sometimes that's just not feasible. So I don't blame like any player for wanting, I don't know, a change, especially if like, I don't know, like in Overlord's case, like it has been so tumultuous for LG like this year, and
Zugrug
they have
too,
kind of,
right? Like Zugrug's also not on that roster anymore. Like, yeah.
Very much, very much. Yeah, it's just like you just don't know what's gonna happen throughout the season, or like even people sometimes have like life come up. Like, yeah, obviously you can't award championship points by team. That's never gonna happen. So, and I don't blame players for wanting to switch, but I do feel like so far there has been a precedent that the teams who are have practiced together longer have been more successful. But yeah, that doesn't mean it can ne not happen. So
Yeah.
we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like Rex, you said you've done both. You found more success in one side. We haven't really seen the super team thing work out. I do think there's just a little bit of both, right? Like just play where you're happy, play where you think you'll have the most success. If you can't do either one of those things perfectly, try to find some kind of bridge between them and you'd be all right. Unite scene, it's okay. We don't need to get mad at each other that regions aren't performing and blame things. It's all right. We'll figure it out. But yeah, other than that, first off, big thing to Rex. Good luck in April Cup this weekend. Hope Nemesis is able to have a good run. Obviously, you'll be seeded very highly, so I think the qualifier should be a little chill. But I hope you enjoy your tournament, Bridget. Are you going to be watching any of the qualifier streams or anything like that?
I am gonna try. I am entering wedding season, so I have
Okay.
weddings the next 2 weekends, of course.
Yes. It is that season, isn't it? Yeah, it's flying everywhere.
Yeah, back to back weekends. Can't wait. But the
Brutal.
actual wedding isn't until Sunday, so we'll be doing stuff. I'm just gonna be watching Twitch on my phone. Let's be so serious. So
Fair
I'm gonna
enough.
try. I'll be watching the
Cool.
bracket at the very minimum, so I'm
Yep.
excited.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. It's gonna be a fun weekend. Excited to see the teams jump back into a tournament so quickly and see if the meta changes from EOS. If the EOS tournament meta kind of persists, I guess we'll have to see. But next podcast episode, we'll literally be doing a predictions episode for April Cup finals. That's insane to think about and say, how fast the season is moving. Like we're running out of tournaments before NAIC, which is kind of crazy. But I can't wait until that point. But before we get out of here, just a quick little time for the plugs, shout outs, anything like that. Bridget, where can people find you on the internet and anything you want to shout out?
Since JubeSnax isn't here, I guess I'll have to shout out my own Twitter.
Oh,
I've
it's
been
so unfortunate. Oh, Bridget, I think we lost your mic just for a second. Well, I think it's back. There we go. Now you're back.
My only other thing, which is important that you guys hear, is that there's a really funny video of Zoinks walking
Oh
from
my God.
EYZ, and it's
Yes.
really good on Twitter, and you should look at it and smile. That's what
It's
I do.
pretty good. It's funny. I do think that Chef drawing Gyarados in Pictionary twice is the funniest thing I have ever seen in my life.
I had
So
that on some of my favorites.
I don't know how that clip is not going way bigger than my walking video, but whatever. I don't know if I've ever laughed that hard on a
It
camera. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's so funny. Rex, anything you want to shout out before we end the episode?
Yeah, obviously game our team Twitter, NMS Gaming _ PU.
Cool.
We're looking for a home. Please hit us up. And obviously my team and Rose. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, awesome. Well, I mean, like I already said, good luck to your team. Good luck to all competitors playing in every region. I guess now the real test for Fusion is going to be if they show up to their tournament now that they have that world spot. But we all know they will. So, everybody, we will see you in 1 week for the April Cup final predictions and one episode closer to episode 100. I promise we won't forget. We'll see you all next time, everybody. Bye-bye.